And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There will be a book signing at the University Art Museum on Wednesday for the book Soul Exchange, The Paintings of Dennis Paul Williams. It was photographed by Philip Gould, and it's an amazing collection of Dennis Paul Williams' paintings in this book. It was published by the UL Press, just came out, and he and Philip will be at this signing at the Art Museum on Wednesday from 4 until 6. Philip and Dennis Paul Williams will be on KRVS tomorrow at 3 o'clock talking about his paintings and the project. And if you'd like to know more about the book or any of the other UL Press books, you can go to their website, theulpress.org. And all kinds of other great things happening in Lafayette. Of course, KRVS is having its fall fundraiser, and that's kind of eclipsing some things for us, but so much else going on. And of course, we announce festivals and book signings and concerts throughout the year. And we hope that if you appreciate knowing about what's going on around Lafayette Parish and all the other surrounding parishes and around Louisiana as well, if you appreciate that, then please consider making a contribution to support KRVS during our 50th anniversary fall fundraiser. You can do that by calling now at 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Of course, you can drop in and make that contribution as well. Several people out there answering phones, including Louisette Leblanc, helping to answer telephones. 337-482-5787. And happening this week as well, the Lafayette Central Park, the park at the Horse Farm, is having a series of public forums. On Wednesday, there will be two, one from 11 until 1 at the Rosa Parks Transportation Center and 6 to 8 p.m. at the South Regional Library on Johnston Street. There will be others throughout the week. We'll keep announcing those throughout the week as well. And Crossroads kicks off this week, and the Lake Charles season premiere will be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the Central School Auditorium. Mark Broussard, Roddy Romero, and special guests. And for more information, you can go to the ACA website, Acadiana Center for the Arts, and find out more about Louisiana Crossroads. IPAL presents Noises Off. It will run Thursday through Sundays, October 24th through November 3rd at the S&E Theater in downtown New Iberia. For more information, you can call them or go to their website. And the Teen Acadia Players will open their production of Dr. Frankenstrudel's Lemon Fresh Laboratory of Horrors on the 25th. That will be at the Acadia Parish Center for the Arts in Crowley. The UL Concert Series is featuring trumpeter Farez Whitted on October 25th, 7:30 in Angel Hall. He will perform with the UL Jazz Combo and Jazz Ensemble. It is a free program open to everyone. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered in just a moment.